Brilliance Audio presents The Lighthouse Keeper by James Michael Pratt.
Dedicated to the memory of the man who inspired this story, Grant L. Pratt Sr., my father, and soldier of the 1st Armored Division, Old Ironsides campaigns in North Africa and Italy during World War II. The example he set before me guides my steps and lights my path to this day. The Lighthouse Keeper by James Michael Pratt. Prologue. Kathleen had been painting for hours, but finally had to put the paintbrush down. Each stroke of the brush had been a futile attempt to forget his pain and hers. Walking from the easel to the open door of the cottage attached to the Port Hope lighthouse, she leaned against its doorpost and watched as the lonely lighthouse keeper sat in his wheelchair, gazing out to sea. She knew what he was thinking. It was this place that had first brought him to his beloved Anna more than 50 years before. She struggled with the belief that her father was going to die, not the strong, self-reliant, well-loved lighthouse keeper. She had never known a mother but for the faintest of memories, and the memory was a gleaming smile of a lovely face bending over to kiss her soft toddler cheeks on one of hundreds of nights she had been tucked into bed by her. He was all she had. Of course, there was her own dear family, her husband Tony, and sweet children back on Nantucket, but no man matched this man, her father. She went back to the canvas, stumped. Almost there, she thought. To finish the cove scene and the pier was all that was required to make this painting a tribute and gift to her father. She desperately wanted him to see it completed before. Those words she couldn't say, couldn't think about, made it as hard to finish the painting as it did to contemplate them. If she